mate. We heard reports this afternoon that Michael Gordon had walked out on the Sharks. There's obviously been a little bit of friction. There's been some miscommunication. But this afternoon, you put out a media statement suggesting that he had not walked out on the Sharks. What is the situation from your perspective?
No, look, he hasn't walked out. And as we said in that media statement this afternoon, he's embarrassed by that sort of assertion as well. We had a conversation with Michael this morning. He's got some personal matters he's just trying to work through at the moment, mate. We've got a bye this week, and we've decided deliberately to give our players a bit of refresh time. So training today, for example, was indoor cricket, you know, and we've agreed in consultation with him to give him a couple of days off to work through some personal matters. And we'll give him every support we can to do that on all fronts. And expect him back at training next week, mate.
Well, notwithstanding that, he's obviously been in touch with the Rugby League Players Association.
Yep.
And they've given him instructions to see a psychologist to assess the impact on his mental health and all of those things. So he obviously wants to move. And it does seem that there was some communication, not from you, Lyle, but there was some communication from someone at the club giving him every indication that he would be free to go to Parramatta before June 30. Now, that's been rescinded. So what's happened in the meantime?
Well, nothing's happened in the meantime, mate, other than to say that and I know you do, Paul, so I won't say if you do, but following last week's commentary and so on this was that, there's nothing at all at our end that we can establish that shows the club gave any approval at all. It certainly didn't come from me or the chairman or the coach to leave the club in the middle of the year. And that's been a consistent view of ours, which was given to Michael. He trained all last week, exceptionally. He played a great game Saturday morning. He was out having a quiet post-match celebration with the players Saturday night. And we did a fan session at the Gold Coast on Sunday morning. He was a very active and vibrant part of that.
You can understand the confusion here, though, Lyle. And I understand your position. You want to play like Michael Gordon. You said you wanted to stay there. But someone has given him some indication that he's going to be able to go. And he wanted to go.
Well, look, I'm not sure where that information came from, Dipsy, to be very frank with you, mate. It certainly didn't come from our club. I mean, you summed it up before there. Was there some sort of miscommunication or misunderstanding? But no one's given permission. Mate, what we've made very clear is that Michael's an incredibly valued player of our club. He started every game this year, had a great game on the weekend. As you and I know, he was our player of the year the last 2 years in a row. And there's nothing I'd love more on a personal basis, mate, for him to make it impossible for us not to give him a contract for next year.
Well,
so our support around Michael is giving him every opportunity he can on the park to say, you've got to sign me for next year. Now, we haven't addressed any of our players coming off contract yet, which is well documented, mate. We had a 0-4, then we were 3-6, and now we're 4-6. So we've got a lot of work to do on the footy park. Having said all that, mate, as you and I both well know, nothing stops any other club signing Michael next year and while he's coming off contract at the end of this year. No one's in the way of that at all.
Sure, but in the Telegraph today, Paul Kent has said that Gordon told Darren Mooney, the football manager, that he could no longer work with Shane Flanagan after a series of broken promises. Is that an outright lie, or is it truth, or what is it?
I'm not going to call Paul Kent a lie or any journalist, mate. I mean, I understand the role of media in our game today. Without them, the game would be a long way behind the eight ball. So I get all that, and I get the need for robust discussion and so on. But I can assure you, I've interviewed Darren Mooney this afternoon. We've had conversations with Michael Gordon, and both strongly deny that those discussions or any discussions similar to that ever occurred.
Okay, you obviously would be aware that Michael Gordon's playing future has been impacted by Ben Barber being there, and he would always get 80 minutes. Now, that's not happening. So there's no doubt, Lyle, that he's dissatisfied, Michael Gordon, because of what's happening. How do you think things have worked out with Ben Barber?
Oh, mate, I think anyone who saw Benny's game on Saturday would be very impressed. Probably the best game he's had on the park for us, but certainly in the one slot. In the first half, he's working the air and under fairly solid physical assaults would be the wrong word to use him.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yep.
under some fairly solid...
Some vigorous, robust defence. Yep,
vigorous, right. Robust defence. I thought he stood up incredibly well. He had a great match. But, as did Michael on the wing, mate. I mean, Michael was a major contributor to our game, as was Val and... many other players on the park, but certainly Benny stood up the other night. And the challenge for any professional footballer, mate, and you've been there, and I've been there in different sports and so on. someone's almost climbing to get into your space, and you've got to stand up and take it back. And that's the opportunity for Michael or any other player in our club, mate.
The same rules apply then for Blake Aisford and Sam Tagatuzzi, who we also led to believe were seeking releases?
Yeah, look, I think there were some initial discussions around Sam, but speaking to our coach today, mate, Sammy was delighted with his game on the weekend, apart from a very slight hiccup with about 4.5 minutes to go. Very focused on the rest of the year, and my understanding, mate, it certainly never came to me that Blake at no stage wanted to move on from the club. And again, he had a great game on the weekend as well.
Just to clarify, are you and Shane Flanagan at odds, or are you both on the same page?
Mate, I shouldn't quote numbers, should I, in the media, but I think it was either 4 or 5 beers we had together in the Gold Coast on Saturday night. It was one of the best beers we've had for a long time, mate. We're joined at the hip, mate. And look, there'll always be discussion in any business when you're growing, mate, and sometimes, not robust discussion, but there's always discussion. But can I give 100% assurance to you and your well-versed listeners, mate, that there are no challenges at all between Shane and I. We made that very clear at a joint press conference last Friday. We've had a great day today. We've worked through some positives and a couple of speed humps today together, and we've got a great working relationship.
And finally, is there any way Michael Gordon would be released to play for Parramatta or any other club before June 30?
Mate, I don't think there's a likely to be a turnaround in that context at all. We've made it very clear, mate. Squads, and this, mate, you've done it. The squads win premierships, not teams, not first 13s, mate. And depth is vital. Michael's an integral part of our squad, as is every other player who's there. Injuries, suspensions, state of origins, mate, you need depth and plenty of players, and we're not going to give up a quality player at this stage of the season. And I think that's been well documented. And we want what our commitment is to work through with Michael any issues that remain from that decision and get him back on the park fully focused on demanding a contract here next year.
Lyle, interesting times. Appreciate your time.
No, it's always a pleasure, mate. I love the work you guys do for the game, so it's always a pleasure.